Well, congratulations. Congratulations on being, inducted to the Sackville Arts Wall.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know that I deserve it or not, but I'm here, did what I could do, or what I was limited to doing, yeah. I just been blessed with a little bit of talent, and I've had the opportunity to use it to, I hope, good use, bringing some hope, bring some joyable to some people, you know, that are not so fortunate, yeah, so.
So, I mean, you've had such a long, wonderful career. Yeah. I wondered if you could tell me a bit about how you got started playing the guitar.
Oh, well, my two brothers, older brothers, had guitars, and they played guitars. So I just took it up from them and learned what they knew or doing, and started off strumming, and pretty soon I was asked to bring it to the school to play. We used to have a Red Cross Day on Friday afternoons, and they used to get me to bring the guitar to school so they could sing a song or two. And I went from there to, we formed a little group in Midgic. I lived in Midgic, in Midgic. We call ourselves the Midgic Pioneers. And we used to play around a little bit around the local areas, like in Midgic and Middle Sackville and Vogue Theater and Port Elgin.
Over the years, would you say you have a favorite instrument that you like to play?
Not really favorite. I like them all. But in the last number of years, it's been all fiddle pretty well. Because I said I needed a lead instrument, and I had picked up... two or three people and that are still with me. Marjorie Dobson and Alan Balser, who's a good singer. Marjorie's a good piano player. And then I had Austin Trenum on rhythm guitar and Fred Finney on banjo. And we did a lot of playing just locally, mostly senior homes and churches and some local events, you know, like bandstand and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played a lot of music throughout my life. I still enjoy it, but I'm losing interest because of the last 2.5 years, I couldn't know where to play. Couldn't play, so I'm losing. I just kind of winning away from it, getting away from it.
And I actually saw you perform at the Levee on the Lake last year.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Ivan asked me to take part in that with him, which I was very pleased to do, because say playing limited where you can play, you know, I couldn't play in nursing homes because of the COVID, and even today is still limited. We played a number of nursing homes and home cares and Amherst, Port Elgin, Drew Nursing Home. And we just, after 2.5 years in Amherst, they called and asked us to play, and we got one in last month. Then we were booked for a month later, but our singer got COVID, and he just got over his, and mine come on. So we haven't been back. Yeah. So it's been a struggle. Of course, I'm getting to the age now that I don't know how much longer they're going to let me carry on this thing, this music, but I like to do it as long as I can.
Del Wheaton is well known in his own right, and for years played and toured with Vivian and Ivan Hicks, who also hold a spot on Sackville's Arts Wall. But Del started playing originally with Ivan's father, Curtis Hicks, before Ivan came into his own.
I was asked to play a company. Curtis Hicks, he plays good fiddler. I was asked to play with him at dances, and mostly in Bayburt and for house parties. So I played with him for a few years. And his son, Ivan, was only young then, and he was learning to play the mandolin. and went from there. And then Ivan became more of a fiddle player and a good one at that.
In 1954, Del joined Ivan in forming the Golden Valley Boys, and they made recordings for radio to broadcast around the Maritimes, as well as playing concerts and dances. The musicians would take it further in 1979 with the formation of the Maritime Express, which toured all over Canada and into the United States. In Maritime Express, Del became known for his comedy as well as his musicianship. Del and his brother-in-law Tom Johnson performed a comedy act, the Grubb Brothers, that became a highlight of the band's concerts.
But that went over very well. But Tom was good at putting that together. I pretty well just had to follow and ad-lib a little bit here and there. But Tom was good at that. The things he would come up with, you know, the animals and things that we would bring on stage at Convocation Hall with us when we played there. Rooster, pig. We had a skit going. I love my rooster. My rooster loves me. My rooster can talk like a dog or something like that. And then Vivian was on the sound system. She would plug it in and it would come on. And people got a great kick out of that.
So you brought the rooster on stage with you?
Well, yeah, we took the rooster with us on a few. I know the last trip with the rooster was down in Upper Muscadabit. And at the end of the program, we sold it. We auctioned it off. Says a lot of people remember our group because of the Grubb Brothers. They still talk about it. Sometimes people do that remember it.
Now, you mentioned that your brothers play guitar, which is how you sort of got started. Was music part of your family growing up?
Yes. My two older brothers play guitar. And the Foster played fiddle, too. And the instruments were there. And when I become I don't know, how old I be, 10 or 12, Mom and Dad bought me a new guitar. They got it from Eaton's or Sears for Christmas for me. So I just watched what they were doing and learned from them. And, of course, my sister, Dolveen, she's now passed on. She played a good keyboard, organ. We had an old, in our home at Midget, we had an old pump organ. That's where she picked up playing there. And she played some dances.
I guess the dances were, you know, quite a, like, an important social event for people.
They were. Out in the country anyway. Out Midget, where I was born and brought up. Yeah, they used to have dances very often in the houses. They usually just a guitar and fiddle, about all they had at that time for music. But they had a lot of fun. They had a lot of fun.
That's Del Wheaton, who will be inducted to the Sackville Arts Wall in a ceremony tonight at the Vogue Cinema, also streamed online by the town of Sackville. I had one last question for Del before leaving him last week.
I often think, like a musician with a long career like yours, do you have advice for young people who are starting to play music?
Well, there's so many young people will start it for when they get probably to a teenager and then they drop it, you know. But if they want something to do in their later years of life, I mean, stick to it. It comes easy to some people and other people it doesn't come so easy. It's a little difficult. I stuck with it. I'm never a professional on any instrument. I mean, I played my part, and I did okay.
That was the humble and gracious Del Wheaton, who will be honored tonight by the town of Sackville, along with another renowned musician, Janet Hammack. As we leave you today, here's a little taste of Del Wheaton playing one of his many instruments, this time the mouth organ, performing at last summer's Levee on the Lake. That's it for the Tanchamar Report for this Wednesday, May 25th. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.